I'm going to start with a short poem by Bruce Brewer, which sums up that gospel very simply. Out of the crowd, the young man came, filled with love, bearing no shame. Into the water, the young man went. Numbered with sinners, he was content. Out of the water, the young man rose, ready to go where wild wind blows. I'll say it again because I never get a part of a poem until I've heard or read it the second time. Out of the crowd the young man came, filled with love, bearing no shame. Into the water the young man went, numbered with sinners, he was content. Out of the water the young man rose, ready to go where wild wind blows. Bearing no shame, certainly not his own. Later, on the cross, he bore all our shame, including the shame of our situation here. This means God has already given us freedom from shame. Numbered with sinners, he had no sin himself, but he chose to stand there with all sorts of people, even tax collectors, and be baptized just as they were. When we turn for forgiveness, turn to live God's way, Jesus is there and he is here. He chose to be with all kinds of people that day and every day after. Why? Because God called him. It was his time to claim his vocation. He went there, a man with a public calling. God's calling is evident in all the readings today, but let us look further into baptism for a while. John the Baptist rebuked people and called them to repent of their bad ways. Return to God's ways, be dunked in water and forgiven. Our baptism services also have repentance, turning to Christ and washing away of past sin. But that is not the only purpose of a baptism. It is just as much a commissioning for new life. And we are to continue to answer God's call to us. Can you keep answering God's call? Can you keep answering your call? We are told when Jesus had been baptized and was praying, the heaven opened and two things happened. One, the Holy Spirit came down in bodily form like a dove. And two, a voice came. All right, first it was a real dove and it was a private religious experience. So there was an outside witness of the dove and an internal conviction. Both are helpful in knowing what God wants to do with your life and with our life here. Outside witness and internal convictions. Many faithful churchgoers have told me over time that they have not had any special experience or heard in their minds or hearts words from God. Yet around them, others observe and can witness that those lives and know that they are living out their baptismal commission. Then there are people who have a private religious experience, perhaps just once. But wow, it strengthens their faith for the rest of their lives. And there are other people who have several religious experiences and say that God is calling them to formal ministry. But there is lacking the reliable witness of consistent Christian belief, acting it out and behaviour. We're all different. It seems to me that God is calling all of us in various ways, and we are poor listeners most of the time. One of the ways is clear in our gospel. When Jesus was baptised and was praying a voice came. You are my son, beloved. With you I am well pleased. Prayer is one of the best ways to hear God's voice. Spending regular and quiet time in God's presence, listening, pouring out your heart and concerns, listening some more, and believing the words, with you I am well pleased. Did any of you watch the TV show The Voice? Not many. I watched once and got hooked. Such talent, such strong voices. I justified my watching it as my need to get more in touch with younger generations and their music. And I did. Let's look at Psalm 29 for a moment. Now, most of us already know about God's still small voice. But here is God's strong voice. Verse 3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Yes, we're not getting far from baptism. And the God of glory thunders upon the great waters. When the voice is heard, things happen. Verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. And then it goes on, it whirls the sands of the desert. It strips bare the forests. This is a strong voice, and it leads to action. Even destruction. The last verse of this psalm, though, is one of hope for us. Verse 10, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will give to his people the blessing of peace. God's voice comes through these words, I think. Then our Old Testament reading showed God's loving voice. One of my favorite verses. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And the next verse begins with a when, not an if. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. He understands us. This was God's promise for the restoration for the people of Israel to come back from exile. And let us claim it too and make it a promise for this congregation to be restored over time. Our baptism or confirmation or another opportunity for reaffirmation is the public reply to our private calling. It's a sign of our yes to God's loving forgiveness and grace. You may be here, unaware that God's calling is why you are here. You may deny that, or surrender, as Jill said last Sunday. And after accepting that call, we go and expect to be tempted as Jesus was. If I tell a story, you're likely to go home remembering only the story rather than the message that God's voice is around and baptism is a commissioning to be and do what you are called to be and do. But I'll risk it. It's a story about the baptism of King Angus by St. Patrick in the middle of the 5th century. Sometime during the Reich, St. Patrick leaned on his sharp-pointed staff and inadvertently stabbed the king's foot. After the baptism was over, St. Patrick looked down and saw the blood and realised what he had done. And he begged the king's forgiveness. "Why did you suffer that pain in silence?" asked the saint. The king replied, "I thought it was part of the ritual." Blood of a sort has been shed here. Pain is being felt. Don't suffer in silence. Tell God and someone else about your pain. Pain is not part of our rituals, but it is often part of the wonderful Christian life lived best in Christian community. For we are so human. Yet God loves us. and calls us into our future together. God knows what our future is. Have faith and hope. So I finish with another poem by Thomas John Carlyle. It is exasperating to be called so persistently when the last thing we want to do is get up and go. But God elects to keep on haunting like some holy ghost. Will I read it again? It's called The Great Intruder. It is exasperating to be called so persistently when the last thing we want to do is get up and go. But God elects to keep on haunting like some holy ghost. Amen.